Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 1 hour remaining in the WIP Afternoon Show. But we kick off that hour with everyone's favorite part of the show.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Duh, football. Football. Big one this week in divisional round. I don't often do, you know, just straight up sports ones. But, like, when it's the playoffs, you gotta get people right for the big game. Rios does it his way. Sometimes I do it my way.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Is this you sensing the tone of the city and wanting to, like, lean into the Eagles thing? Or is it you taking a day off of doing something particularly creative?
No, it's more... On Honest Friday?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Honest Friday
it's,
now.
It's more about the city than me.
Okay.
Because I'm not a me guy.
It was a fair question, though.
Well, sure. But okay. There's all always right. effort, besides Mondays, put into the top five.
All right. Okay.
My fifth favorite Eagles divisional round moment since 2000 is courtesy of one Ike Reese. Merrill Reese on the call.
Culpepper back, pumps, fires. It's intercepted. It is intercepted by Ike Reese, who had the only interception of the Monday night game against Minnesota.
Ike Reese was his third interception of the season. He bats the football, gets a hand on it. Culpepper trying to get it to the outside. Ike Reese bats that thing down, and then it's going to take it home.
Now,
wow. That wasn't a divisional round.
Yep, Eagles, Vikings.
Look at you throwing your boy a bone. Never I appreciate that. Look at him.
Never a doubt.
You know,
it was only because I couldn't find the Westbrook screen. No, I'm just kidding. just kidding.
You know, I think I heard it at the beginning there. One of my favorite things is the Mike Quick laugh when something good happens. The ha-ha. Oh! Is it in there? Jack, can you play the Ike Reese interception again?
Oh, go ahead.
Culpepper, back, pumps, fires. It's intercepted. It is intercepted by Ike Reese, who had the only interception.
There it is.
The
game. I love it. I love the Mike Quick laugh.
Let me tell you real quick, a little backstory to that.
Okay.
I call in Friday before the game, like today. Friday before the game.
Yep.
To Anthony and Glenn. We're doing the midday show during that time. I used to call in on Fridays. Anthony, all that day, is not feeling well Friday before the game that Sunday. So I tell him, when I get ready to get off the phone, I'm going to get an interception for you Sunday.
Like he's a little kid?
Like a little kid, yep. And it happened. It's a true story.
Did you give him the game ball like Trout?
I did not give him the game ball. I did not. I kept that myself, yes.
That's good.
I'm going to get an interception for you. It's great.
I'm gonna get an interception
but you got it. You got it.
Yeah, I got it. That was cool. Yep. All right, my bad. Keep it moving.
My fourth favorite divisional round moment. Now, I couldn't find the Merrill call of these next two, so we're subjected to
what?
I know.
National call.
The Dick Stockton, and this is still.
If you ever need one, Swank.
Well, I tried.
Okay.
I went through them all.
Okay.
I went through them all.
All right.
But who can forget when Brian Dawkins laid out Mike Vick?
Second down and 10, and Vick all of a sudden turns it on to the 10. Is down and Vic getting in for the touchdown, but there's a penalty marker down. And Vic shaken up. As we said, the only game he missed this year was against the Giants, and he was crunched as he crossed the goal line.
Laid out Mike Vic.
Future Eagle Mike Vic.
Yeah, I remember Mike telling me how He felt his soul left his body.
Is that what he said?
Dog hit him that, like that. Yeah. He remembered those two playoff games in Philly.
Well, because the crumpler hit always gets talked about.
Yep.
That Vic hit was, like, and watching the tape of it again, he was just laying on the ground.
Man, that's when Dalton used to go out there and try to knock himself out. Like, that's how he used to hit people. Like, he had no regard for his body. Yeah, that was a Saturday night. Might have been the coldest game I ever played in.
Really?
That's how cold it was that Saturday night.
You're getting hit when it's cold like that.
On that vet turf.
Yeah.
We were playing on concrete.
Yeah.
We may as well have been playing in the hub.
Really? Yeah.
On that stuff out there. Yeah.
Someone should have sued for the vet. Like,
well, aren't they?
Well, yeah, but that's for different reasons.
Okay, right. Yeah.
The playing surface was not suitable for like any kind of sport.
No. I remember I was on the field once before a Phillies game with my dad, and I saw one of the seams.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was like, holy cow. Yep. Because you could just be walking, and the seams were so big that you could trip walking over it. I can't even imagine playing sports on that thing.
Unbelievable, man. It really was, man.
Yeah.
I was just young and dumb. I was just like, I guess
this
is what we're playing.
Every other NFL team is, right? My third favorite divisional round moment. We played one of the best moments from Ike Reese's career. Well, the moment that Hugh might be most remembered for was also in the divisional round, courtesy of Jim Miller.
At the 25, the design rollout by Miller, going for Des White in a woefully underthrown pass, is intercepted by Damon Moore.
Demo.
Brad Johnson passes last week in the wild card game against Tampa Bay, picks this one off, and Jim Miller is holding on to his right arm and shoulder as he comes off the field.
Well, you're going to see what happens when there's an interception. The defensive players always look up the quarterback first. You see right there, look like Hugh Douglas driving Jim Miller into the ground, and that appears to be his throwing shoulder.
But here's the bad thing that happened to the Bears. Miller holding his shoulder after meeting Hugh Douglas.
Yeah, Hugh Douglas thought he was going to make a tackle after the interception. Nothing cheap about that play. Legal hit, separated shoulder, Jim Miller.
Wow.
God, the best.
Nothing cheap about that.
At that time, it wasn't. I want to say, I could be wrong, that might have led to them changing that rule, that you couldn't do that to quarterbacks.
Oh, really?
I think so.
It's basically, you're searching out the quarterback on an interception, you're going to, to take him out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that may have led to a rule change there.
The Hugh Douglas rule.
We'll call it the Hugh Douglas rule.
Could be wrong, but I know at some point they started protecting the quarterbacks to where you couldn't do that anymore.
Because what was the Rodgers play? Because Rodgers hurt his collarbone, right? And I think they changed the rule after the season. Because they really drove.
Yeah, because Rodgers wasn't there.
That was like 20.
Rodgers, where they drove him into the ground.
Yeah.
Yes, they stopped letting you power drive the quarterback.
It's like Buster Posey ruining baseball because he got hurt.
I agree with that rule.
That was a little tough.
No. Run over the catcher. Yeah. There's not much contact in baseball. At least have that.
I don't know. It's such a stupid thing about baseball. It's like the way that you're going to get to the plate is you have to run through the catcher. It just seems crazy.
Heroes love that stuff.
He loved it. Kidding me?
That was a player right there.
Yes.
But my second favorite divisional round moment is one that will always go down in infamy in this city, and that is 4th and 26.
There it is. It is 4th and 26. McNabb is back. He's looking. He is firing, and it is caught by Freddie Mitchell, short of a first. I don't know, did he get it? Does he have a first down? He does. He does have a first down. He's across midfield, and he's into Packer territory at the 46.
Definitely not live in infamy.
Yeah, dude, I always say infamy for no reason. So that's my fault. It's totally my fault. It
sounds good, though.
Yeah, it sounds way better than living for me.
Listen, now we know that obviously was the biggest play in that game.
You could have
threw your boy another bone.
Well, I was going to have,
I did get a sack in that game with Brett Favre.
Oh, wow.
It was kind of like his sack of Michael Strahan. I mean, he was starting to.
I was unblocked, yes. Wow.
Yeah, no, I could have found some Najee Davenport highlights, of course, and.
I appreciate you not.
Could have also did the Dawkins interception at the end of that one, which is maybe the easiest interception in the history of football.
which I also had a little bit of a quarterback pressure on that play, too.
People forget that. No one brings that up. not on this show.
Not enough.
But, yes, we know that fourth and 26. But
yes.
The number one, the best divisional round moment of my life kind of led to a Super Bowl run.
The Falcons break from the huddle. Jones wide right.
Where is Julio?
Sanu in the slot. Lone receiver to the left. Ryan. With Coleman to his left. Ryan rolls. Ryan pumps. Ryan is throwing it up in the air. Incomplete! Incomplete! And Taylor for Jones. Incomplete! And the Eagles take over on downs with 58 seconds left.
What an unbelievable job by this defense. It's hard to come to South Philadelphia and leave here with the win.
Unbelievable job by the defense. I mean, we got a little lucky on
one. Yeah. Julio mistimed that jump.
You know, it's funny. I think about that play. I always get mad at the Alshon play against the Saints the year after the Super Bowl where he dropped the pass. But I'm like, we got a little lucky on that one, though. So
well, remember the dropped interception.
Oh, yeah.
Keanu
Neal's knee.
Yeah. That was right before that. And didn't Torrey caught it, right?
So Torrey caught it and got them in field goal range,
right,
I believe.
And
I think there was a play after half that they tipped up and Ertz caught it.
Oh, yeah?
There was a lot working in our favor. That game.
I'm surprised you didn't go to... Maybe there was no significant play in that game. The only other divisional game I can think about is the 08.
So the Westbrook, I was going to do the Westbrook screen from that game.
Okay.
Yeah, but I liked your play more.
The Westbrook screen.
Yeah, remember he had a huge screen against the Vikings?
That's the Vikings game, but that was wild card.
I thought that was the divisional round.
No, the Giants were the divisional round.
Remember
when McNabb picked up the phone on the sideline?
I guess that would have been
But I don't know if there was any other big play. I know. I think Asante Samuel picked off a pass early in that game and almost scored on it.
Was that when Asante Samuel had his biggest hit as an Eagle? He laid out. I forget. But there was a game also. Was it 06 that Akers hit the walk-off?
Against the Giants?
Yeah. It was Tiki's last game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was also a wild card, though.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. All right.
Good job, Jack.
Thanks. Yeah.
This hour brought to you by Guida Door and Window. Take advantage of Guida Door and Window's big winter sale. Through January, get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Lighty in Delaware, you're on WIP.
Hi, fellas. How you guys doing today?
We're doing good.
What's up, Lighty?
I'm calling because I'm a serious Eagles fan. I have been. And Fritz and Spike, leave my boy Jalen alone.
Oh, jeez.
You know what I mean?
No.
But I'm really calling to talk to the fans on Sunday. Jordan Mailata said that the fans are sometimes so loud they affect the offense. We're smart fans. We should be quiet as a mouse when the Eagles are on the football field. We should not be yelling, screaming, or booing when they're running the play. Now, we can boo as much as we want when they're coming off the field. But when they're on the field and they're on offense, be quiet.
You know what I think?
You don't need to make noise.
You know what I think? You know what I think might happen, Lighty? When they hit a big play and the crowd
still
is
buzzing.
Cheering and they're trying to get together, they might still be buzzing. I think generally the crowd's pretty quiet on offense.
Always in that damn booth. I can't hear anything.
I think it might be after big plays. Maybe in a two-minute situation or a speed situation it might be. You can't ask people not to cheer when a big play happens, though.
I'm not saying that.
Okay.
I'm saying when they go to huddle up or when he's going to the line, when he's at the line, they can shut up by then. I don't mind you cheering. I don't mind you being happy. Be smart. Our team should never have to wave their hands to quiet us down.
Okay.
We should be smart enough to be quiet when they're running a play on the field.
Well,
that's all I got to say. Have a good one, fellas. E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L!
Okay, Lighty.
You know, Lighty said, leave Jalen alone. I was talking to Jack before the show today.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because yesterday I got a bunch of leave Jalen alone calls. And I thought to myself, let's go through our shows this week. All right, Tuesday... that was the Eagles need to be less conservative, more aggressive.
Yeah.
Wednesday was, are you Nick guy?
Yep.
Thursday was, where are the Eagles in the ranking of
Super Bowl teams?
Super Bowl teams.
Yeah.
And today was, how confident are you?
Mm-hmm.
We did not, I did not lead with.
We didn't do Jalen shows.
I didn't do a Jalen. Not one day did we open up the show this week and say Jalen, Jalen, Jalen.
No.
Sometimes people call about Jalen when we're not even talking about Jalen.
Yep.
It is. It's just the quarterback in Philly. It's like this inescapable topic. Carson was that. I mean, especially after 2017, right?
Yeah. Well, it's like you said, it is what it is. It happens with the quarterbacks in the town.
Yep.
By the way, real quick.
Yeah.
Kellen Moore is currently interviewing for the Cowboys job.
Oh, right, now. Okay, well, that's good. At least it's not tomorrow.
Yeah, I think he's getting that. But it is another one tomorrow.
Yeah, right? Saints. Yes.
Saints tomorrow, Jags and Cowboys today.
Okay. Well, don't worry. There's not.
Just win on Sunday.
First of all, he'd be foolish to take that Saints job.
You think?
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing there. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing there. It's a weird team. It's almost like they are in purgatory.
I don't know if they're in rebuild mode or trying to hang on mode.
It's a weird team.
Yeah.
Is Derek Carr still on the contract pass this year?
I think so, yeah.
Weird team. Colin in Limerick, you're on WIP. What's up, Colin?
Hey, Jack, congrats on the new addition, man. Beautiful thing, bro. This is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Father of the year.
Yeah.
Spike.
Yeah.
All right. So I know you've been, just like you said, you've been giving Hurt some grief and everything like that. And I've been thinking.
Yeah.
I do that from time to time that he might, we all would love to have a Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. He might not be the quarterback that we want, but he is the quarterback that we need. He is humble. He's a leader. He keeps a level head. Mm. And the thing I loved last week is when that Green Bay lineman or whatever, like pulled Saquon down and they got the penalty. Yep. The first person that was in that dude's face looking up at him
was Jalen. Yeah.
Well, he was right there.
He was right.
That was Jack. Ran into him.
That was Jack. That was Jack.
And Hurts has been playing like this.
Colin. I want to be clear. I want him to do great. I want him to be awesome on Sunday. I want to win the Super Bowl. I want Jalen Hurts. God willing, he is the MVP of the Super Bowl. I would love it. All I want is for the Philadelphia Eagles to do good. They pay me to give my opinion on things. So if I am asked my opinion on things, I will give it. So I have to do both things. I can't just come on the air and say, I want them to do good, because that's not what we do here. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm stuck here. I don't know what to do. I have to be honest, right? I can't lie.
No, I get you. I believe that Hurts will do whatever they need him to do to get this victory.
You know what they need him to do? They need him to throw to you baited me and I cannot turn it down. He won't do anything they need. He will do anything within his power that they need. Because if you're just saying flatly anything that they need, you would guess that they would want to throw to their awesome wide receivers. But they're not able to do that as often as they would, because there's some things he does better than others. So the anything to win, not exactly true. Maybe anything within his capability, we could do that. But anything to win, not so much.
I don't know. I think he's got a lot of capability.
Well, then let me ask you, Colin. At the bye week, why do you think they decided to have him throw considerably less?
I think he was going through something in his head, possibly.
Okay, so we're 3 months later.
Look at the Steelers game.
That's one game. Do you want me to name off the other 12?
Yeah, but that seemed to be like, because he was getting a lot of grief, and that seemed to be like, hey, maybe they were like, all right, we're going to unleash him a little bit. Show everyone that.
So they're just keeping it a secret.
A lot of people think he is.
Yeah, just keeping it a secret.
I'm not the front office or anything.
Well,
this weekend, man.
Yeah.
This weekend.
Yeah.
The defense, except for that Washington game, has suffocated the opponents like 19 points to what that great Ravens team, 17 to that Saxton-y offense.
Now you're talking my language.
There's no reason to believe that they're not going to continue to play like this. And I totally believe they're going to suffocate that Rams defense. This defense is a defense that the ghosts of the old defenses are proud about there.
They do whatever it takes to win.
The Reggie White, mm-hmm. the Jerome Browns, the Wes Hopkins. With the way this defense has played this year, they are out there and they are beaming with pride because this is a defense that can win games even if we have to run the ball a ton. This team.
See, now you're talking my language, Colin. Now you're talking my language. Now you're talking my language. Don't lead with Jalen's going to do whatever it takes to win. Lead with the defense is going to do whatever it takes to win. Because the offense continually puts them in situations where they need to stand up for quarter after quarter. And the defense does whatever whatever it takes to win. The offensive line does whatever it takes to win. Saquon does whatever it takes to win. You know,
the whole team.
Guys being run into the ground may have a who even knows what. Thank you for the call, Colin. Who even knows what Saquon's season is going to be like next year after all this work at this age? Talk about guys doing whatever it takes to win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there we go.
And by the way, I found out a guy. What's his name? Jim Murphy.
Yes.
The book guy?
Yeah.
They're doing a sit-down
with
Sal Pal.
Oh.
And AJ.
And
it's probably going to be a Sunday story.
What ESPN was at his office or whatever yesterday.
Yeah, that's probably what they're doing, some sort of featured. Well, he's getting good mileage out of it.
Yeah. Sell your books, buddy. Just remember, 6:41 p.m. is after 6 p.m.
Well, maybe it was West Coast time.
I put ES. You saw the text. Said EST.
Just giving them an out.
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you, that's twice this week people tried us.
Yeah, yes. Shady.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Didn't say any names.
Yeah, sorry. I said a name.
Yeah.
Different voice for the hype speech would be not the
right. Well, no. We're not doing that. We're not doing that.
My opinion.
Yeah, okay. We're not doing that. We're not doing that.
Yeah, my opinion. He said the backups could have won last week, and now he's in the hype speech this week.
Jim Murphy. Freaking book. How many self-help books are there?
Yeah.
The Weak and the Giant Within.
Evidently.
Yeah. I'm going to read the Pat Riley self-help book. That's what I'm going to read.
Yeah, because you're more Pat Riley over Jimmy Butler.
Yes, I am. In that dispute, absolutely.
Should have got Jimmy Butler, right, Spike?
Oh, yeah. This is going great in Miami.
Just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding. I was just kidding.
Okay.
Yes. We've already had that mistake once today.
So coming up next, we will pick all of the games this weekend. And we've put a couple of WIP employees on a little bit of blast earlier.
Mm-hmm.
There's one more that needs to be discussed.
Wow.
So that's all next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All right. Super Bowl is right around the corner. So what's the plan? Are you going to do the same thing you do every year? Or are you ready to step it up and try something even better? Get a Super Bowl experience like no other at the Verizon Super Bowl Fan Fest coming February 9th to Lincoln Financial Field. Now, you'll get exclusive access to the stadium where your favorite players make history. Meet the game's most legendary players, all while enjoying live music and crushing game day bites. The Super Bowl only comes around once a year, so who's ready to celebrate bigger than ever before? Tickets are going fast. Don't miss out. Visit your local Verizon store and find out about these free tickets today. Must be 18 years or older to attend. Additional terms and conditions apply. See VerizonFanFest.com for details.